You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Pat Benatar, they're out of the 80s, and wow, we belong. Yes, we do. And one of the reasons why we belong is because we check back on our history. And to do that for us this morning, a bit of Goulburn Valley history with John Gribben. Good morning, John.
G'day, Peter. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, my friend. Very, very well. Bit brisk this morning, but a beautiful morning nonetheless.
Oh, telling me it was very cool this morning, but yeah. Anyhow, we're up and about now, so into it.
We certainly are. Now, what are we looking at this morning, John?
Well, we're going to talk today about the monkey cage.
That sounds interesting.
The monkey cage is a fantastic part of Shepparton's history. Give you a bit of background. In 1935, the businesses in Shepparton between Friar Street and the Queen's Gardens were sort of trying to work out ways in which we can attract people to their part of town. So what they did is they came up with this idea to create a zoo. Anyhow, they approached the council and said, look, they've got this proposal to create a zoo. And the council said, yeah, well, if you pay for it, you know, we can organise something. So they built a cage halfway between in the Queen's Gardens, but halfway between the music shell that stands now and where the old brick toilets used to be, sort of a little bit towards Wyndham Street from where the music shell is on that southern boundary.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Then they went and they ordered 40 rhesus monkeys from India.
Mm-hmm. That sounds interesting.
They then came to Australia. They went first to the Melbourne Zoo where they got acclimatised and all this. But eventually I think they ended up with 9 starting on this particular day. So on the 6th of January 1936, the Shep News reported that at least 5,000 people had visited the monkey cage in the previous fortnight. And they explained what a brilliant idea it was. And then there were proposals put forward to build a big bird aviary and a snake pit. And I thought, oh, this is fantastic. Now, after a few days, though, they had to... Well, actually, there were so many people there, they had police on duty to stop people surging towards the cage.
Gee.
So there was these big crowds, and they go, oh, well, what a great success this was. Now, after a few days, though, they had to shut it all down because all these people had been feeding these monkeys, you know, hot dogs and icy piles and
things. Yeah.
They were all full as boots. So they had to go on a bit of a strict diet for a while. Now, what was interesting, there was a few incidents they had with it. At one stage, one of the monkeys had fallen from the top of the cage onto the concrete floor and broken its leg. Anyhow, Dr. Dickman, Arthur Dickman, he took place and he actually got the monkey and set it in a plaster of Paris mould, and he thought it was really interesting how, just like a human, it wanted to be nurtured and was sort of really looking forward to comfort from humans. And he thought, well, it was almost like a human in some respects. But anyhow, we actually got the actual doctor to fix it.
Yeah, well, there were no vets back then, were there?
No, not really. And everything seemed to work out pretty good. But what had happened is the Second World War came along and a lot of people from the parks and gardens had actually enlisted into the army, and there were only really volunteers left to look after the animals. So becoming really, really hard, they basically sent all the monkeys back to the Melbourne Zoo, and they ended up putting up some parrots and things in the cage for a while. And they had, I think, 3 of the large macaws.
Oh, yeah.
The macaws are they're quite an expensive bird these days if you ever have a macaw.
But, yeah, they're a very large parrot, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, very large. But they had three of them for a while, and I think eventually they actually moved the cage under the where the tower is probably now for a while, and then it was just the whole thing was disbanded a bit later on. But that was a little bit of the story of the monkey cage.
The monkey cage, goodness me, yeah. Well, at least they came up with an idea. It, it might not have lasted for a long time, but I'm sure a lot of people enjoyed it while it was there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the planning for the snake bit too, how good was that?
Yeah, too true. Did that ever come to fruition or not?
No, nothing ever happened.
That's probably a good thing.
The monkey cage for a while.
Yeah. No, that sounds great. And, you know, nothing much has changed. We're still trying to work out ways of getting people into the centre of Shepparton, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. Maybe we should go back to the monkey cage. I don't know.
Yeah,
it all sounds pretty good.
Then again, maybe not. Okay. John, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That was a very interesting sidelight into Shepparton's history. And, another great one that, as the different things that you come up with, always amazed me. So Shepparton certainly...
Very good, Peter.
Shepparton certainly has a very interesting history. Thank you, John. Thank you so much. We shall talk to you again. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You know the garden could do with a makeover, so what are you waiting for? Cleves Garden Supplies have got everything you need to get the job done, and they're open 7 days a week. Coloured mulches, decorative pebbles, river stones, crushed rock, sands, gravel, sleepers, topsoils, pavers, you name it, they've got it. They'll deliver small loads and big loads straight to your door. Drop in and see them at 20 Wanganui Road, Shepparton, or give them a call. 58212111. That's 58212111.
1FM sponsor.
Honey, I thought you rang the TV guy and got the reception fixed.
I've tried three times, but they never return my calls.
Did you try Jason's TV? A mate at work had them around last week and they came and sorted their problems straight away.
Okay, I'll give them a call now.
Yes! Thanks for calling Jason's TV. They did a great job.
Call Jason's TV now. 0403 688 666.
1FM sponsor.
Station sponsors McNamara Real Estate are now servicing the entire Goulburn Valley area. Our proud local family-run business is pleased to offer you a comprehensive service that comes with decades of local real estate experience between our team and is the region's best value agency, offering the area's only all-inclusive capped price commission rates. That's right, capped price commission. So if you're considering selling your home, please contact McNamara Real Estate on 5831 6405. That's 5831 6405. Or visit us at mcnamararealestate.com.au.
A 1FM community service announcement.
Scammers are catching people by impersonating computer experts to gain access to computers and steal money or banking information. It's absolutely vital that you remember, never, never, ever give an unsolicited caller, in other words, someone that you haven't rung first, access to your computer, and under no, zero, none, nada circumstances, offer your personal, credit card, or online account details over the phone. If you receive a phone call out of the blue about your computer and they request remote access, it's a scam. It absolutely is a scam at 100% of the time. Yes or no, they sound pretty persuasive. Never mind. Just hang up on them straight away. Boom. It's not rude. It's what you do. I'll tell you what the rude bit is. People trying to get in and pinch your money. Yep. Just hang up on them. Absolutely.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.